If you have your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 8 tonight. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to begin reading this evening, verse 28. It said, "Now we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified." Now you get a hold of that just right, praise God, and you'll take you a spell. Amen? He said, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Amen? "He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" Amen? "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." In other words, he's there on purpose. Verse 35 said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I will preach for just a minute tonight, if God will be my help. I can't get off this subject. I will in a day or two, but just bear with me. I want to preach on this thought that all things are okay. All things are okay. Amen. As we look at this and we see, he said, Paul writing here to the Romans, and he says, and we know, very familiar passage, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And so many times we quote that scripture when we're going through trials and tribulations and hardship. This is the one that we fall back on because we know that God is and He loves us and He cares for us and He is that ever-present help even during a time of troubles. In the time of sorrows, in the time of hardship, in the time of sickness, in the time of hell, that He is God and He doesn't change. But so many times we stop right here in the middle of this verse. But we need to go on and say, to them who are called according to His purpose. I want to say God called you on purpose. Amen. Amen? He doesn't call us by accident. He calls us on purpose. He calls us out, praise God, of the world. He calls us out from ourself and our self-centeredness into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He calls us out that He might begin to bring us in. Amen? And He says, all things work together for good. Amen? It's for our good. No matter what we go through, praise God. You say, well, preacher, sometimes we go through some things so hard. Yeah, but when you come out on the other side, it makes you stronger. Amen? And we give God the glory because when we see that we made it through again, I mean, now the old devil will come along and the flesh will rise up and say, well, you know what? If God really loved you, He wouldn't put you through this. Amen. Praise God. But I tell the old devil, praise God, God really does love me because He brings me out. Amen. He don't leave me hanging, praise the Lord, but He brings me out. The same one that allows these things to come upon me. He said, all these things. Amen. There's a lot of things that take place in our life. A lot of things that we have to deal with. Praise the Lord. He said, moreover, whom He did predestine them, He also called, and whom He called them, He also justified, and whom He justified them, He also glorified. He said, so God was on our side. He called us, amen. He justified us just as if we had never been on sinners, just as if we had never been rotten and vile and deserving of hell. Amen. He calls us out of that and justifies us just if we haven't been on sinners and puts us on a firm foundation. And He says, not only does He justify whom He justified, He said, them He also glorified. Amen. One of these days He said He's going to bring us up above all this stuff. All these things, amen, one day will be gone. All these things that we suffer and go through here, praise God, one day, just a little while, glory be God, it'll be a river of dirt. See you later. Amen. And we'll be gone. Amen. Praise God. It'll be left for somebody else. But praise God, God gives us that opportunity. But now notice our response that He gives us in verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? Now here's these things again. All these things that we deal with, all these things that come up in our life, all these things that try to occupy us, all these things that try to beset us, they're always there. They're always going to be there. But He said, but He asked the question here, He said, what shall we then say to these things? He says, in other words, what's our response to these things? And then He says, if God be for us, amen, if God be for us, who can be against us? He said, if the greatest power in the world is for us, praise God, then we're on the winning side.
Amen.
Amen. The truth is that we're going to come out of here shouting the praise and giving God glory on the other side. Because God has made us a promise. He wouldn't call us out, praise God, and justify us and not keep us. But praise God, He's going to keep us, amen. And our response, we'll see, praise God, it's going to be Jesus that keep all these things, praise God, that we come up against, amen. He said, if God is for us, if God's on our side, then there's nobody that can take us down. There's nobody that can undermine us. There's nobody that can stop us on our march for the cause of Christ. And we'll just keep on marching, praise God. One day we'll end up in glory. Amen. He said, that's what He said here. He said that we'd be glorified. He said, justifies us, and then He glorifies us in the Lord Jesus Christ. He sets us apart. Amen. And He sets us apart for His glory. That one day, in a little while, praise God, He's going to say, this one's mine, and that one's mine, and that one's mine, praise God. And the devil won't like it, and the devil don't like it, praise God. All these things will be taken care of. We just have to realize that our response tonight just needs to be, you know, if God is for us, then there's nobody could be against us. Who could be against those that God has chose? Amen? Praise the Lord. So we see our response, and in verse 32, He says He gives us deliverance from all these things. Amen? All these things. He offers us deliverance from all these things. He said, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us, what? All things. Everything that we need to be satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, praise the Lord. Since God had done what He did with His Son, praise God, He's going to do what He did with His Son for us. Amen. Now, all these things, praise God, He's going to deliver us from all these things that we face. All these things that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And He said, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? He said, it's even without price. Amen? He said, Brother Rex, it don't cost you nothing. That's the thing about being a child of God. That's the thing about being saved. That's the thing about loving Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. We can love Him. He loves us unconditionally, and we can love Him back, praise God, and it don't cost a thing. It's free. He said He freely gives us. Amen. Him also freely give us all things. Praise the Lord. So we have deliverance in the Lord as He begins to give us all these things. He puts all these things under His feet. One day it'll all be under His feet, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. All these things that disrupt, all these things that destroy, all these things that confuse and tear down, make decay, praise God, one of these days they're going to be gone. All these things, praise God, He's going to get a hold of one day, and they're gone. Praise the Lord. And we can begin to get rid of those in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight as we begin to trust Him for that deliverance. He is, by the way, that deliverer. Amen. He goes on, verse 33, he said, who shall lay anything? Now watch this. He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? He said, who's going to bring accusation against God's people? Who's going to bring an accusation against me and you? You say, well, everybody does. But that's not their place. They don't justify us. Amen? They don't call us. Amen? God calls us and God justifies us. And one day, praise God, He's going to glorify us. Praise God, in the Lord. Amen. He said, who shall lay anything? Now I want you to notice that. Anything. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Now they may say that we're sorry and no account. They may say that you don't do like you ought to. Amen. But he said, who can lay a charge to God's account? He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who can lay it? Nobody can. Amen. God is the only one that can bring an accusation against us. The devil can. He throws them out there. People can. They rile against us all the time. But praise God, when we know, like we preached this morning, that these things are under the blood, praise God, and we're a born-again believer, amen, we have the blessed hope in us, and all these things in our life are taken care of. Amen? And it's all done for God's glory. You know, He gets glory out of saving you. He gets glory out of helping you. He gets glory out of guiding you and leading you, amen? That all brings God glory. Praise the Lord. And when we're allowed to be led, well, I tell you, it just blesses the heart of our God. He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? He said, it is God that justifies. Amen? He said, it's a God that calls you. It's a God that saves you. It's a God that justifies you. Amen? Praise God. Who can say anything about that? If they want to take it up, they'll have to take it up with God. Amen? If they want to rile against us, then they're just going to have to take it up with the Lord. Amen. If a man's got a problem with me, I tell him to tell Jesus on me. Amen. Tell Jesus on me. Jesus convicts my heart, I praise God. I'll repent. I'll confess. I'll apologize, whatever I need to do. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because that's what anything. He said, who can lay anything to charge of God's elect? Because, amen, it was the Lord Jesus, it's God Almighty that justified. Not only that, he said, notice the other who. He said, who is he that condemneth? Amen. Who is he that condemneth? Who condemns us? Who can condemn us? Amen. Think about it. If you're a child of God today, who can condemn you? What? Who can send you to hell? God Almighty's the only one that can allow us to go to hell. Amen. And he said nobody else can condemn us. Nobody else has the ability. Nobody else has the means to condemn us. Praise the Lord. What we ought to do is forget about these things, praise God, and just begin to shout and praise God. Because He's already, you know what He's doing? The Bible says here, He said, who shall lay anything to charge God's elect? Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. He's there at the right hand of God on purpose. It ain't an accident. Amen. He's there to make intercession for me and you, to plead our case. That's what he said. He said, who is he that condemneth? What kind of prosecutor brings that riling accusation against a child of God? The devil's crowd. Amen? He's all time bringing up our old life. Amen? Brother Rex says, he's always time about bringing up our past. But praise God, when he does that, we ought to just tell him about his future. Amen? He's a defeated foe. Amen? He's a loser. Praise the Lord. Just need to say, Lord, devil, praise God, Lord, rebuke you. You're a loser. Amen. He said, because why? Because Jesus is pleading our case. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and He's the one pleading our case. Amen. We've got a pretty good attorney in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have that present help, praise God, and He's an ever-present help. And He said He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Amen. In other words, when it comes time for a court date, amen, and the devil's bringing those riling accusations, people's trying to condemn you, praise God, Jesus steps up, He's never been late, and He never postponed the hearing. Amen. Praise God, when we come through Him with humbleness of heart, praise God, and say, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Praise God, Jesus steps up and said, forgiven. Amen. Justified, praise God, by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. He said, who also maketh intercession for us? Say, sitting on the right hand, amen, to make intercession for me and you. That's what He does. He pleads our case. He's our attorney. He's that one that goes before us. Amen. That stands between us and the devil and the demons of hell. Praise God. If He be for us, who can be against us? Amen. We have a hope in Him tonight. I hope you can realize that all things are okay tonight because Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now notice, not only that He pleads our case, but look at verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? Who? What person, what people, what thing can separate us from the love of Christ? Have you ever thought about that? Yes, he asked the question, who can separate us from the love of Christ? I can't separate myself from Him. Even when I disregard Him, even when I disrespect Him, and even when I don't love Him, Brother Dean, like I ought to, praise God, He still loves me. Amen. Amen. No matter where I'm at, no matter what I'm doing, no matter who I'm with, praise God, He still loves me. His love is unconditional. Amen. He said, so who shall separate us from the love of Christ? This is what really bothers me with people that say, well, you know, you can truly be born again and then lost. Because if you, then you're saying somebody's able to separate you from Christ's love. They're able to sever you out of the hand of God, sever you out from under the blood, amen, and let you be lost again. But he said, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God's for us, then we're on His side. Amen. If we've surely been born again, we're in the hand of God, nobody can pluck you out, amen, including yourself. He said, well, preacher, what if I go out and do my own thing? God will rebuke you and he'll take you out. Amen. Amen. So that you don't bring a reproach on His name. Amen. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The answer is nobody. What thing is able to set, I asked a fellow one time, I said, what's the one thing that's able to separate us from the love of Christ? He said, well, sin. I said, what sin? I said, what sin would separate me from the Lord Jesus Christ? Which one? He said, well, there's a lot of them. I said, you saying they sins that can't be covered by the blood? I said, if God touches my heart, I realize I'm a sinner. I said, forgive me of sin. He covers him with the blood. Yeah. Amen. He draws me back up close. Now, if we live in sinful lives and we live sinfully, praise God, we begin to alienate ourselves from God. We begin to move ourselves away from Lord Jesus Christ. But He said, who can separate us from the love of Christ? No matter how far we go away, praise God, He's still right there and He still loves us. Amen. He's like that prodigal's father, praise God. He's there praying and watching and seeking and waiting, praise God, for you to turn around. Amen. So who can separate us? Amen. What thing can separate us from the love of Christ? He said, shall tribulation, that or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. He said, can any of these separate us from the love of Christ? Hey, if we're truly born again, that just makes us love Him more. Amen. Amen? If we're truly born again, amen, all these things are okay, praise God, because they just help us to realize He loves us, and He loves us more. Amen. Bless His holy name. He says, the tribulation, the distress, the persecution, famine, nakedness. You say, well, preacher, these are all hardships. That's right. But does that separate, just because we go through hardships, does that separate us from the love of Christ? Just because people come up against us, just because somebody don't like us, just because somebody speaks ill of us, does that change the way Christ feels about me and you? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hey, you're just jump up, take you a spell. Amen. Amen. It don't matter what they say about you. Praise God. No matter what kind of situation you're in, Jesus Christ still loves you. Amen. He loved you enough to die for you, and He praised God, and He done it once and for all. Praise the Lord. Bless His name. He says it written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Amen. As we go through hardships. It seems like sometimes we just don't know where it's going to end. Sometimes we don't know how to get a hold of these things. It's weighing us down. These things are trying our faith. But praise God, they're like fire, praise the Lord. When they try our faith, Lord God, it purges us and makes us pure, makes us strong. Amen. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Amen. But now watch this. So we say, who can do it? What thing can separate us? There's nothing. No thing, nothing, nobody can separate us from the love of Christ. Well, if we could ever get a hold of that in the day and hour we lived, it'd help our hearts. It draw us close to Him, amen. Realize that one day in a little while we're going to be with Him because He's prepared us a place. Amen. He said, nay, in all things, verse 37, in all these things, notice this, all these things again. Amen. All things are okay because Jesus is in the midst. Nay, in all these things, amen. He said, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. He said, no matter what we go through, praise God, we're more than conquerors. Praise God. Not only will we come through it okay, praise God, but we'll come through it in victory. We'll come through it with praise and praises upon our lip and joy in our soul because of who He is, because of what He's done. All in all these things, praise God. Praise the Lord. We're more than conquerors. A conqueror is somebody that wins, that gets the mastery of another. Amen? He said, we are more than conquerors. He said, we're more than just getting mastery, praise God. He said, we get all the benefits that go with it. Amen? Not only are we more than conquerors, He said, but we get all the benefits that goes with being winners. Praise the Lord. For God's glory. And He goes on in verse 38, He said, all these things are taken care of. He said, for I am persuaded. Amen. So see, we ought to be persuaded. There ought to be persuasion in our hearts. Amen. Tonight. So He said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So He said, listen, He said, if God be in us, who can be against us? He said, all these things has already been taken care of by the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our advocate with the Father. He's our go-between. All these things, praise God, He pleads when He pleads our case. Amen. Who can be against us? Nobody. What thing? Praise God. Nothing. Praise the Lord. He said, all these things, nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors, praise God. He said, for I'm persuaded, He said, that none of these things, He said, these tribulations, famine, nakedness, persecution, peril, and sword, He said, I'm persuaded, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate you from the love of God. Because it's in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. We're not being kept by the world. We're not being kept by this old flesh. We're being kept by the Lord Jesus Christ for His glory. Amen. He said, all these things are okay because all these things have been taken care of. All these things that would hinder us and hurt us and bear us down and get us discouraged. He said, they've been taken out of the way. Amen. And He said, they've been taken out of the way by the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can say that, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. All these things, praise God, tonight, they're okay. All the things we deal with, all the things we come up against, praise God, that's okay. Because it doesn't change Him not one bit. He's still God. And He still loves us. He's still helping us. And one day, Brother Jeff, He's going to come get us and take us to be with Him. And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We've got a blessed hope. All these things, they're okay. We're okay in all these things. Praise God, because God, Lord Jesus Christ, is on our side. He's paved the way. Amen. Praise God. On the cross of Calvary, when He shed His blood for sinners like me and sinners like you. Amen. Praise God. Everything's okay. Amen. Just remember that. Everything. Praise God. Go back to Romans chapter 8. So you know what? Everything's okay. All things are okay. Because everything's going to be okay one day. One day in a little while, praise the Lord. We'll take a shouting spell and we won't get over for a while. Amen. Glory be to God. And what a day that'll be. But until then, we got to remember that all things are in the hand of God.